Are you ready for a social media detox? It sounds kind of good, doesn't it? On the phone with me is Alice Good of All Home Connections about the social media detox challenge. And you're representing the group that is offering the $2,500. Is that true,
yes,
Alice?
That's right. Thank you. That is true. Thank you so much for having me on.
I mean,
like you said, we're all guilty of using social media, but we really wanted to put out this challenge to really make us more mindful. There's nothing wrong with going on Instagram, catching up with friends on Facebook, but I think we can all admit that sometimes we use it a bit more than we should and just end up wasting time on social media.
Last week when Facebook was down and Instagram was down for like 6 hours, I saw a note come from somebody at AT&T that showed there was a direct correlation that people were actually more productive doing other things than just sitting there scrolling and looking for recipes or, you know, looking at grandkids' pictures. So if you give up social media for 25 days, the company you represent or the group organization is offering $2,500. I got an interesting text just now from 847. It said, "Hey, Lisa, how about somebody like me who has never joined Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, WhatsApp, etc.? Could I enter the contest to win the $2,500 because I've never signed up for any social media platform? I've never joined, so I don't have to give it up. I think that deserves a prize." That's amazing. I do have some friends that have always refused to jump on any social media platforms, but there is good out there. It's not just all junk and pictures of people's cats or what they ate for dinner last night. I mean, there is something to be learned from some of it. So
yeah, it's very true. I would encourage them to apply, but you know, we really are looking for someone who really wants to replace that time that they currently use on social media. I mean, if you go to our challenge page, you'll see that we're asking people, like, tell us what activities you would do to replace your time on social media. If you want, create a video to share that with us. And like you said, it was only a 6-hour outage of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. But when you consider that, my gosh, like almost 3 billion people use at least one of those apps every day. There suddenly is a lot of time back on your hands. You can't just scroll mindlessly. You have to do something different.
And what does your company, All Home Connections, do?
Yeah, so All Home Connections, we are an authorized reseller of AT&T products. And so we are not AT&T themselves, but we help to sell their internet products, phone, etc. And so that's really why we wanted to do this challenge, because like I mentioned, there's nothing wrong with going on the internet, using social media, but we really want folks to be more mindful about it. And I'm curious too how many people now, with the, you know, the recent outage of Facebook and Instagram, really think they could do this, because our challenge is for 25 days. It's not just for a couple of hours, but we are handing over that cash because we know that it genuinely is a challenge for a lot of people.
And so what's in it for All Home Connections? Are you going to take this data, this research, do a project? Why do you want to offer the $2,500?
Yeah, well, we are curious, honestly, to see if this person's mood changes, because we're going to have this person basically set a baseline at first, so to have them track their mood, and then over the next 25 days, we'll ask them, you know, every day, just journal, not on your phone, on a real notepad, how you're feeling, what you get up to. And so we really are curious to see if people's mood changes over time, what they end up doing, if they feel more productive, all of those types of questions where you would assume, like, yes, you may feel more productive, you may feel happier, but we actually want to see if that's what happens, especially after a pretty long period of time, versus just, you know, turning off your phone for a day, because I think most people can do that. But we did choose the 25 days because that is typically how long you need to break a habit and to truly see the effects of that.
So $100 a day for 25 days, the prize is $2,500. How are you going to know whether they're on social media or what they're consuming off of someone else's phone or their work computer?
Yes. So they are allowed to use their work computer. If, you know, if they have to use work, then that's totally fine. They just cannot go on social media. And so it is very much of an honor system where they have to delete those social media apps from their phone and tablet. No peeking over a friend's shoulder either. But of course, if they need their computer for work, they can do that. But we are giving them a lot of fun things to keep them preoccupied. You know, we're giving them an instant print camera, books of their choice, board games, baking supplies, etc.
You're going to keep them busy in other areas. How are they going to bake something and not post a picture of it on Instagram?
I know. They'll just, you know, it's like that saying, you know, if a tree falls in the middle of a forest, like, how does anyone know? So they'll just have to take really good notes. Maybe they can brush up on their artistic skills and actually, like, paint a photo, paint or draw their baked goods.
Alice Good is in public relations. She's a public relations manager at All Home Connections, and they're the ones issuing this social media detox challenge. So I have to ask you, could you do it?
I would like to think I do, but I think I would challenge, really. And so I'm really excited to see whoever wins our challenge, because I don't think it'll be an easy road, but I'm so excited to hear how it goes for them, and hopefully your listeners apply.
Is there a target demographic that you're really focusing on, Alice? Are you looking for someone who's
necessarily
like a digital native, a social media native, where their entire life it's been available to them? Because there are others who are, you know, it's new. It's only been around for the past 10 years of their life, so to speak. So you don't care the age of the
Absolutely.
Person.
Absolutely. No, we do not mind the age of the person at all. I think no matter what age, everyone brings a unique experience to how they use social media. I mean, again, it plays into these assumptions of if it is someone who, you know, grew up without social media, would they actually be able to turn it away now that it's become so ingrained in their lives? Or would digital natives, you know, thrive in the challenge of being offline because that's all they knew. They know. It's very interesting to challenge these assumptions and see what actually happens.
I'd love to talk to you if you're going to do this, if you're going to participate. Make sure you reach out to us and let us know. And where do people go to apply for the social media detox challenge?
Yes, so they would want to go to our website. They would want to go to att&t savings.com/internet/social-media-detox-get-paid-2-quit-social-media. I know
what?
It's really long.
What?
You probably should have chosen a smaller URL.
Yes.
But if you just go to att&t savings.com, there is a banner in the homepage. That's much easier for your listeners.
Okay, great. I look forward to talking to you in the future when we find out the results of what this seems to be a social experiment, so to speak. Have a great day, and thank you for calling WGN.
You too. Thanks so much, Lisa. Have a good one. Bye-bye.